Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for His grace and mercy. I thank God for His love. Thank God for this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And truly is a blessing to be alive on this radio broadcast, the Rosa Sharon. You know, the Lord is a sweet-smelling Savior. He's the Rose of Sharon. And I thank God for everything about Him, of His love, His kindness, His mercy. And thank God for being who He is and what He is to us in this hour. This morning, I would like to say a prayer before I go into the teaching. And I thank God for Jesus. You know, the Lord told Jeremiah, For I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declare the Lord. And will bring you back from captivity. You know the Lord is so good that He is the plan that we are in Him. We are His purpose. And I thank God for everything. Heavenly Father, thank you for being the God that you know the plan for us. You know our beginning, you know our ending. Thank you, Father, for being a righteous God, a merciful God, a God of truth. Thank you for being who you are and what you are through us. And thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, willingly to give His life for the whole world. Father, thank you for being who you are in us as we be in you. Let us be one in you, Father. Bless us this day, your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. And I thank God for every one of you who have the opportunity to come and to share the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for being who you are in this hour. Thank God for allowing you to get a chance to listen to the broadcast, anybody broadcast, as long as you hear the name of Jesus. In the days we are in perilous time, and around us, as you can see, you turn on your television, you turn on your radio, you look at your cell phone. Everything is taking its place. But the Lord wants us to focus on Him. And most of all, the Lord wants us to know Him, to adore Him, and to love. And this morning, I want to talk to you about love. What is love? How do we share our love to others who don't know how to love? How do we show the love of Christ in our lives? As we confess ourselves to be Christian, how do we carry ourselves? I hear so many of the ministry and teaching that the world, the church, look like the world, act like the world, and they can't tell the difference from the real from the fake. And thank God for Jesus. The world, praise God, known His own. But when we don't be careful, we act like the world. We produce the things of the world instead of produce the things of Christ. We become counterfeit. We become hypocrites. And not if we don't be careful, we don't have no interest in God. And the time that we are in, the church, and we don't be careful, we act and conduct ourselves like the world. And that's why Jesus was talking about the sheep from the goat. and the wheat from the tear. But Paul, I thank God for Paul. He was a bold Christian, praise God, a bold warrior, apostle of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Paul has given us and what we need to be in Christ. But listen to what Paul said in the Word of God, from reading from 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. And Paul said, "For if I speak with the tongue of men and of angels and have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. If I give all my goods to feed the poor, and if I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profits me nothing. Long suffering, long and is kind. Love envies not. Love fronts not itself, and is not puffed up. Does not behave itself improperly. Seek not its own. Is not easily provoked. Thinks no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Bears all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endure all things. Love never fails. But if there are prophecies, they shall fail. If there are tongues, they shall cease. If there is knowledge, it shall vanish. For we know in part, we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect come, then that which is imperfect shall pass away." And Paul let us know how we should love. We should demonstrate love to those who don't know the love of God. And we confess ourselves to Christ, and we confess ourselves to be Christian. We should demonstrate the love of God in our lives today. We are that light that Jesus talking about sitting on the hill. We are that light that bring those who are in darkness into the light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I thank God for Jesus, for what he is to us in the time that we are living in. Today, people need love. They want us to demonstrate love. We are the church. We are to demonstrate the love of God into those who are in darkness. Some people don't know how to love. Some people don't know how to express their love to others. But if we confess the name of Christ, and we say we are disciples of Jesus Christ, and we are his bride, praise God, we are in the place to demonstrate our love for Jesus. Jesus is a perfect example how he demonstrated his love to us. In this world, we was in darkness. We all were in darkness, in sin. But when we met Jesus, hallelujah, on the road of Damascus, like Paul, thank God we learned and experienced the love of Christ into our lives. And we need to do that likewise today. We need to demonstrate our love to one another, to those, like I say, in darkness. They are in darkness. The world looking for us as a church to bring them out of darkness into that marvelous light. But when we go contrary against God's word, we speak what we want to speak, but do we demonstrate the love of God in a way that God wants us to demonstrate his love through his son, Jesus Christ? Jesus demonstrated his love. He demonstrated his love because he gave himself for the dying world, that the world will realize that there is a Messiah, a Redeemer, praise God, that will redeem them out of the darkness of sin. That they know that there is hope, praise God, when they give themselves to the Lord. But we as a church, the pillar of the light that Jesus established upon us, we need to demonstrate our love, praise God, praise God, the love of God, not our love, but godly love among those. We don't need to go out and crucify one another, put one another down, especially in the church, praise God. When our brother and sister come against one another, speak things out of ordinary, speak of bitterness against the brothers and the body of Christ or the sister, praise God. What do they show? What do they show when they do that? Do they show God's love or they show the love of their flesh? But one thing about it, we got to learn how to love one another and learn to respect one another in the body of Christ. Because words hurt and the truth will offend, praise God. But when we demonstrate the love of Christ, as Jesus did, he demonstrated his love. But what he did for those around him, when he did the healing, when he delivered those out of sin, praise God, out of the hand of Satan, he bring people's vision back together. He bring their limb, praise God. He even raised the dead because of the love that he had upon him, that the Father established in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Listen to what God's saying. He loved us, and he wants us to demonstrate his love to those who don't know him today. If we're going to be the ambassador and be a witness for Christ, we need to demonstrate his love more than ever before. And I thank God for Jesus Christ, for what he is to us. We don't need to be a sounding symbol. We need to be a demonstrator. We need to illustrate God's love more than ever before. That's what Paul talking about. And thank God for the 1 Corinthians 13 chapter. That Lord, Paul wants us to realize that we don't need to be a sign and symbol. We need to be demonstrating the love of Christ more than ever before. Because people are right now are hurting. They are hurting. Praise God, by their loved ones, by the church, praise God, by the world that is coming down on them. They rely on what can be done because they're looking for hope. They're looking for peace. They're looking for something they can grab hold on to the grasp of what can be done to bring them out of sin. But we as the church, hallelujah, that Jesus proclaimed, praise God, that we are that light that he instilled in us, that we can bring those out of darkness. But first of all, we got to learn to love one another. We got to learn how to respect one another. We got to learn how to love and cherish, praise God, because that's the world wants today. They're looking for love. They're looking for something to compass them, to give them compassion. And Jesus is the one that can give them compassion through us. So let us examine ourselves. Don't be the sign and symbol. Don't be the one that, oh, I got all these titles. But be the one who have the love of Christ to learn to love one another. So my brothers and sisters, today is the day. Let's demonstrate the love of Christ and let the people know there is hope. May God bless you, and you have a beautiful day. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
Welcome to Constitutional Conversations. I'm Dr. Brenda McMenamin,